Jenny Terry is a parent in the area who's advocating for walkable and bikeable options to accompany traffic upgrades. This is the area of Interstate 80s, off and on ramps for Jeremy Ranch, plus the adjacent intersections.
I've been looking at the general plan, and there's roundabouts, but I didn't see a clear vision for any other alternative transportation modes. So I'm looking for ped and bike passage through that area.
Terry has attended Planning Commission meetings and started a Facebook page called Park City Pedestrian Passage to get the word out and to seek community involvement.
I wanted to give social media a try. I think it's a great way to get the community together and to come as one force and to get our voices heard with the community, with the county, and even with UDOT. I have pictures. I have an open forum. Anybody can say anything they want as long as it's polite and constructive. I have ideas, proposals on what should happen.
She says there are plans in the works to make the area safer. She just wants it to be a priority also for foot and bicycle traffic. Terry feels like roundabouts in the area, while great to move traffic, actually increase the danger for pedestrians.
I'm quite frankly scared that the roundabout will take care of the traffic, but it won't take care of the peds and the bicyclists in that area. It might even make it worse.
Terry is proposing a tunnel under Interstate 80. She says UDOT has to know that this is a serious public safety issue, so she encourages people to become involved.
First of all, I had to find out from the county and UDOT what's less expensive, a bridge or a tunnel, but I think a tunnel would be optimal and preferred. And I am proposing the tunnel be between Jeremy Ranch Elementary and Quarry Village Shopping Center, because I think it's a win-win situation. It will get the most use.
Any idea what something like that's going to cost?
Millions. But this is why UDOT needs to be informed. UDOT needs to know how many people are interested in this project. The more people that raise their hands and say, yes, we want this, then UDOT will be more likely to fund a large project like this.
That's Jeremy resident Jenny Terry. She asked people to go to the Facebook page, Park City Pedestrian Passage, like the page, and find out more about how they can get involved. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.